given the complexity of concealed carry across state lines around the country, it's trying to simplify it and put it into a little more straightforward understanding of the only being questioning whether you're legal or not and whether you're going to go to jail and be charged with a felony. Mark is putting it forward. It's in committee. It hasn't come out of committee. The Nevada State Central Committee's legislative group forwarded this to us and wanted us to kind of turn around a quick review and decision whether we approve it so that they can send it to Mark and let him know. I believe out of the 17 counties, 13 of them have approved it, and we as the executive board approved it, but we need to ratify it in the membership here today. Any questions on the resolution? Yes, Tom.
I haven't read it, so by reciprocity, does that mean all the states, if you're approved in one state, for the other state?
Correct. Yeah. And I believe it's also trying to establish some minimum qualifications, because that's one of the arguments, is some states say, well, we got lots of qualifications, and others just shall issue, and they're trying to come up with a reasonable compromise in between. Without making it onerous, that's Mark has promised them.
Would that allow you to conceal carry on private property if they didn't allow it?
No, it would not. So a property owner still has the ability to designate that their property would not be open to concealed carry or open carry.
Yes. Does it change the requirements that are currently for our state in order to carry?
Nothing's changed yet, but it could. But Mark has said that he does not want it to add more onerous restrictions on
open
the Nevada carry.
Here you go.
Sign in
with the clerk. So just a quick follow-up then.
Yes, sir.
You were elected chair.
Yes, Frank.
Is there a grandfather clause for those who already have permits?
I think that's still to be heard, Jim. But the main thing is that it would very much simplify California. That of course is a very sticky one, because California is put you in jail right away.
If it's all right, maybe I can read just the relevant there. I think. So there are two paragraphs that I think are the most relevant, and if it's all right, I'll just read those because they're fairly short. The last whereas says, whereas the Concealed Carry Reciprocity Act of 2017 was introduced in the House of Representatives January 3rd to codify the right of law-abiding citizens to carry firearms concealed and travel freely between states without worrying about conflicting state codes or onerous civil suits, now therefore be it resolved that the Story County Republican Central Committee commends Congressman Mark Amaday for co-sponsoring this legislation and offers our unqualified and most robust support for this legislation and Congressman Mark Amaday's efforts to effect swift passage of this legislation into law. And then there's one more resolve that we direct the Secretary to ensure distribution of this resolution and make sure that everyone knows that we're in support. That's in essence what it is.
Yes, Russell.
Does this take, control out of the state's hands and put it in the federal?
Has some, that was a question that was raised, and it certainly does have that. However, since it is a Second Amendment right, it's already a federal issue. And that's one of the things they're trying to drive, is that there's some latitude by the states, but the states have taken more control of the Second Amendment than what the sponsors believe they have the right to do. Seeing no other questions, everybody in favor of ratifying the resolution as presented, raise your green card. All opposed? Passes unanimously. Thank you. Okay. The next one is probably the focus that everybody is interested in. There is a resolution that is being introduced on the recall election. Before I have Breck introduce her resolution, I just want to clarify that at this time, only members have voice and vote. We will, in debate, once provided, We will provide for both sides to have their time, 1 minute each person, and we will go until either we exhaust comments or there is a redundancy in comments on that side of it, so that we don't prolong this. But also, the comments need to be pointed. They need to be concerned with the resolution. So if comments start getting offline, off the resolution, I will bring it back on. So the comments and the debate is on the resolution. Other things coming into it are not appropriate unless they are directly impinging on your support or your opposition to the resolution. Any questions? Anybody have a cell? Yes, Chris.
Are guests allowed to speak on this issue or not?
At this time, they are not. We have a lot of guests, and it would be the members that are here to debate it. Unless there's a difference, but I would say that in order to go through this, that we would stay with members only. Does anybody have a cell phone with a timer that they would like to be my timer?
I can do this.
I do.
George, you do? So we're just giving each person a minute. Once you hear whatever George's alarm is, wrap it up, please, as quickly as you can so that the next person can speak. So with that, Breck, I'll let you introduce the resolution you're bringing forward.
A resolution expressing Story County Republican Central Committee's opposition to the call of the sheriff of Story County because it encompasses the principles of good government.
Compromises.
Right. It compromises the principles of good government. It supports the right of the voters to elect a sheriff of their choice, and it negates the accountability of the sheriff to the electorate, and I firmly believe that. Whereas the bylaws of Story County Republican Central Committee state that the purpose of the party is to promote sound, honest, and progressive government. Progressive, not in the way of the liberalists, though. Whereas sound government is achieved through the separation of powers with checks and balances between offices. And that's important. Whereas honest government is achieved through the election of individuals by the people, because the elected office holder is then accountable to, and therefore respectful of, the people. Be it resolved that the Story County Republican Central Committee opposes the recall of the sheriff as constituted because it compromises the principles of sound, honest, and progressive government by not honoring the right of the voters to directly choose the person in the office of the sheriff, eliminating the sheriff's direct accountability to and consequent respect for the people by forming a county board of commissioners appointment. Be it further resolved that the Story County Republican Central Committee shall communicate and distribute the resolution as appropriate. I tried to memorize this and it was like impossible. It's even a tongue twister when you read it.
So before you go on, does anybody not have a copy of it that would like it? With that,
yeah.
Russ would like a copy. Brett, do you have a copy?
This is my last one. Okay. The sheriff shared his copy.
With that, Brett is essentially presenting the resolution as a motion. Do we have a second?
Second.
We have a second. So debate would be open on the resolution as presented by Brett. You get the right of first comment if you would like, or do you reserve to come back later?
I'll come back later.
Okay. Is there someone else who would like to comment?
My voice is one.
Okay, well, I'm going to point to Cynthia. She was
I just have a question. I'm just trying to get this straight in my head. So if the recall is successful, then the commissioners pick the sheriff?
That's the understanding, and that's what's presented
and
in the book.
Who have they chosen that would be the sheriff?
I don't believe they've chosen
anybody. Who would be the sheriff?
I don't believe they have chosen anybody. Lance, would you care to comment on that?
Following the election, if there's a replacement, there'll be someone named for about 4 weeks to continue the operation of the office. And then there'll be a selection committee formed that will be of the public. And so they will, everyone that is interested will submit an application. It can be following the county. Those applications will be considered. That committee will then do a selection process. And then the final appointment will be done by the commissioners. And then following that, there will be an election next November, but there'll be an interim sheriff between the appointment and the sheriff and the election in November.
Right. So it does come to the commissioners, and it is the commissioners who define the process they would like to go through for this.
Now, there might be two or three, and I know that the county manager and the district attorney is now formulating the process that will be handled, but it'll be an arm's length process and a community process.
Thank you. Anyone else like to comment? Frank?
May I ask a question of our commissioner?
Sure.
Have all the commissioners signed the recall?
Ask me the question and we'll decide if it's appropriate if I may.
I would like to know if all the commissioners have signed the recall petition.
So state that once again, please.
I'd like to know if all the commissioners have signed the recall petition.
It is my information that not all of the commissioners did sign the recall petition. Two of the three.
Two of the three signed it? Thank you.
Is there a question or a comment?
Yeah, a quick. Will the voting be done with voting machines?
I believe that the voting will be done in our standard process with machines at the normal locations, and there's also early voting that will take place.
At the courthouse?
Early voting is at the Slammer at Story County Fire Station Number 4, Canyon Way. And I think
that's moved.
Pardon?
That's moved from where it typically
right,
is.
Right, but I don't see that it is here, that there is early voting in the Highlands. Yes,
well,
sir.
Some areas got mail-out ballots that there was, they're listed on that thing.
Correct.
Right.
So if you're
in today.
All right. If you're in, in the areas in the River District that are mail ballots, those are going out. Obviously, they've gone out already.
Yeah, the human day.
Any other questions? Anyone comments for or against? Juanita
Cox. I just kind of resent that, although it's a good process, that's what we have it for, is to recall and replace or whatever. That sounds like I'm already on the national thing. But anyway, I think that it's important that the people actually get to pick. And by doing the process of recall, then the county commissioners choose for us. And I just don't think, I'm sorry, I just don't think my government can do that for me. I'd rather vote for them.
So you are in support?
I'm in support of the resolution.
Anybody who is in opposition to the resolution would like to speak. Seeing none. Anybody in support have anything significant to add from that, or should we move to voting? Oh, Breck, you get the right to make your statement. I'm sorry. Yeah.
Well, I expressed part of it in my reading of the resolution. But I would also like to say that in making my decision on the resolution, I talked to everybody in town, the merchants in town, and they all fully are fully anti the recall. And those are the people that see the sheriff all the time, see him regularly on a regular basis, and they totally signed all my call and they reaffirmed that they want to keep that sheriff. And if they have that confidence, I'm cutting against the recall. Even though our commissioner has done a lot of things for the county, but I don't think that decision on who the sheriff is should be by anybody but the people.
Anyone else have a comment? Andrew?
Andrew Pope. We have very few branches of government within the county, and the sheriff is one of those important branches. I think we need to maintain all the separation power that we have available to us and keep the selection of the sheriff in the hands of the people through the votes of the people.
Mr. Chair? Clerk. If it's all right, since it seems like, I mean, unless there's other comment, since it doesn't seem like we are overburdened time-wise, I'd like to suggest potentially opening up to visitors to have voice, if that's okay with the committee members.
Is that a motion?
Following, well, there's a motion on the floor, so I don't know what the proper...
this would be a, it'd be a motion privilege to provide. So
motion of privilege.
I had one other question about the resolution.
Hold on, we got to collect
them. Oh, okay.
Yeah. Motion.
So, yeah, I'll make a motion of privilege to open up discussion to guests who are here, provided that it stays focused on the motion, on the resolution itself and meets all of the criteria as far as time frames and things that you've outlined.
Okay. Is there a second to that?
Second.
We have a second. All in favor, raise your green card. All opposed? The opinion of the chair, the green cards have it. So we will open it to comments from others. Do you have any questions?
Yeah. Have the Democrats or anyone else formed a resolution like this one?
Not to my knowledge. The Libertarians, maybe.
You said that plural.
I know there's more than one of me out here. I know there is.
Chris, sir.
Good evening. My name is Chris Thompson. I would just like to encourage the committee member to vote no on this resolution. And I think it's a good idea to vote no, not because you support the recall. It's clear that the committee is... has their minds made up, as I'm sure everybody in this room does. But I ask you to consider this. This is not a Republican versus Democrat issue. The people that are pushing the recall, the most involved folks supporting the recall, the people resourcing it, and the vast majority of the nearly 600 people that signed the petition are Republicans. They're in our party. A vote for this resolution would disenfranchise them, I believe. We've heard folks in the group say that they would change to independent. A few of them have. And even if they didn't change their voter affiliation, I think there'd be a lot of resentment towards the local Republican Party. Thank you.
Where are those 600 people?
You have to make a statement as to the resolution. We cannot have a debate questioning each other back and forth. Anyone else on the pro side? Mr. Macario.
Yes. I'm an independent, so I'll throw rocks. I think your resolution is right on. You're disenfranchising me, so I appreciate it. I was a little puzzled, and I don't want to change the rules, but I just heard a gentleman say it's nonpartisan and we're disenfranchised Republicans. That sounds like a contradiction to me, sir. So thank you for this resolution.
Anyone else opposed that would like to comment? Ron?
I have many reasons to oppose it. I would give the sheriff an opportunity if he wants after the meeting to talk to him. So I'm gonna keep that to myself, but I am against it, and I don't see why we're even voting on something like this. It's a nonpartisan. My name is Ron Field, sir. Okay.
Keep it, Joe. Keep it up here.
So that's I am against it, and that's again I would man to man with the sheriff. I think he knows why. So, and keep it at that, instead of, because mine are more personal than political or related to my wife. So, thank you, sir.
Anybody in favor? Russell?
What's in favor?
Would you state your name just for as Joe's highlighted, and we'll get it for the minute.
Just to be clear, in November we have a normal term election of sheriff, right?
Of 18, 2018. So we go through primaries in a year from now.
So 18. Okay. That's just one of the ones.
Was that just clarification, or were you stating in favor?
I stated in favor of the resolution, but clarification as well.
Anybody else that opposed it would like to make a comment?
Right. I have a question. I believe I just heard that there was an election in November. Is that the November of 2017?
2018. Another one, is anyone statement opposed? Opposed?
No. I just wanted to make, I'm just making remarks.
You have to be remarked to the motion.
I'm Cynthia Kennedy, and we just had a Lincoln Day brunch not less than a month ago, and these Republicans in the county, most of the people at that brunch didn't live in this county, and this party has been active since 2007 when Juanita Cox really got the ball rolling. And we had a really nice Republican party. Everyone's been welcome, put on a number of events. But as far as community support, we see people show up for the candidate forums. I don't know if any of you have any idea how much work those forums are for Jim and John and Larry Crater and
Mark.
Yeah. A lot of work. And a lot of those candidates, you'll see them at the forum, you'll never see them again. Even if they're elected, they help support your local
Cynthia,
Republican
how does that
party.
Relate to the resolution that's being
proposed? Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. So, you kind of know the people who show up and those who don't.
Any other comments? Mr. Perky, please.
I just want to say that this is really polarized by people in the county, and that's not a good thing. So when this is all over, whoever wins, I hope will work to try to bring the county back together, whichever side wins. So that's just a comment.
That's kind of neutral comment.
Yeah.
I haven't called for neutral comments yet. Any other comments?
Sam Toll, Gold Hill. I've been in contact with the Nevada Libertarian Party, and we've drafted a similar resolution. The Libertarians are often to the right of the right and to the left of the left, and we find ourselves in the middle of a lot of interesting conversations. It's not often that the Democrats, the Republicans, and the Libertarians see eye to eye on things, but in this instance, we all have similar drafted motions that we're approving and moving forward. The Declaration of Independence states that we all enjoy life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. The very next sentence refers to the consent of the governed, a just government given its authorization by the consent of the governed. This man's been given the consent of the governed twice, and we consider it very questionable that this wasn't on the regular election, because as people who are interested in taxpayer dollars, it's, of course, costing the county $25,000 to $30,000, depending on what Vanessa comes up with. So we concur with your motion, and we have a similar one of our own. Thank you.
Anyone else for or against? Anyone else want to make a neutral comment?
Seeing that. I have one comment. My comment is simply this. It was asked, why are we even considering this? And, as a local Republican party, we have bylaws and we have a platform. We have things that we stand for. That's what we are. We're not a party like we get together and drink together. We're a party because we have similar views and ideals. And when something relates to those ideals or something that's in the platform or in our bylaws, for us not to say something about it would mean that we're not engaged in our community. And so when we look at there's one line particularly in our platform that sticks out to me and says the most effective government is government closest to the people. And I truly believe that. I believe strongly, as Andy mentioned, in the checks and balances, and it's for those reasons that I recommend that we approve this resolution. Thank you.
Any other comments? Specifically, anyone want to speak in opposition? Hearing none. Unless there's objection and we need to put it to a vote, I would like to conduct this as a ballot vote. And so, John, if you would not mind, if people can kind of keep their green cards handy, green and red, so that we know exactly who... and John will hand out the ballots. We'll give people a quarter after. It shouldn't take more than 3 minutes to fill it out, and then we'll have John collect them again. If you need pens, we have some pens available up here.
So we're voting yes or no, or voting...
So I would recommend that we just put yes or no. Yes is in favor of the resolution.
Which
no
is
in the opposition.
Favor of the resolution, which is against the recall. Is that correct?
Well, hold on, Greg. 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 Only people with red and green cards.
Well, Bill was asking me a question.
Yeah, why are we using the red and green cards like we've done on all the other votes?
Because it's a secret ballot. So we don't have to be worried about you hating us because we've
hold on, hold on.
May I speak to that as a parliamentarian?
Okay.
Because Robert's rule says, yeah. And so does our bylaws.
Well, you could be a little friend.
Yeah. Just got to just did the same speech in the legislature.
Or he hasn't read yet.
When you're ready.
Jim, what's wrong with the red and green part? You voted on the other resolution with the red and green part and all the other things.
Because this is a divisive issue and people are concerned about the perception among the body of doing it red and green.
They shouldn't vote in the first place.
Pardon me?
If they're that cowardly, they shouldn't vote in the first place.
Does that mean our elections are cowardly? And when we go to the courthouse? I think that's your opinion. Thank you.
Green cards. Everybody hold up the green card.
I'm not holding up the green card.
Can help?
Tom and Andrew, would you like to help John count?
Sure.
Sure. Anybody have a ballot left outstanding?
We have a gym back here.
I'm not able to.
Pardon me.
We have a group.
We're just bored. For 5 minutes and allow them to count, or maybe 3 minutes, and then I'll call everybody back once the count is finished.
Real?
One more piece of business.
So how many do you have?
I've got two in my possession. There's no 12-foot.
So one's going to go on the sale one.
Right. And the other one will share between the EZ and the out here.
Climb up the ladder on one end and then climb up the ladder in the middle.
Bust your butt.
So when am I going to get one? I don't know.
I won't be back.
All right, if we can come to order again.
And you have some signs in there, huh?
The result of the vote is that we had 3 no and 21 yes. So the resolution as presented passes. Additional piece of business for approval. For the valedictorian, is that right? And so I would entertain a motion to approve the expenditure. What have we done? $1,000? Or we done 50?
I guess we did 1,000 last year because we had two co-valedictorians, and so this year we probably, I would say that we're going to go back to a $1,500 scholarship.
Unless someone wants to make it $1,000.
Unless someone wants to make it $1,000.
So would you like to enter the motion?
I'd like to enter the motion to make a $1,000 scholarship for the valedictorian. I'm assuming that we're going to have one valedictorian. That was, last year was kind of weird, so usually there's just one.
It's just one.
So we have a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor, raise your green card. All opposed?
You want the green card?
Give you the chair, the motion passes. Thank you. With that, we've exhausted our agenda.
Jim?
Yes, ma'am.
You might want to tell people who are interested how they can become such a guest in the loss.
Everyone knows that.
The process to become a member is participating in your precinct meeting, and from your precinct meeting, being elected to be a delegate to county Republican conventions. And then once as a delegate of county convention, you are a central committee member as a result of attending convention. There is a provision that as we have attrition through the, and it would be for a 2-year cycle, so our next county convention will be in 2018. We do have attrition through that, and so as attrition happens, if an individual would like to be appointed or elected to the central committee interimly, they need to attend two consecutive meetings, and on the third meeting they are eligible to be voted in as a permanent member.
Is there a requirement for a certain amount of meetings for those 2 years?
No. You have to attend, you cannot miss 3 within the 2-year period without an excuse. So travel, business, health impacts it, and you let the secretary know then that's a valid excuse. It's just being absent would not be. If you're absent 3 times, then that disqualifies you.
And we have room in almost every precinct. So people who want to be involved,
we can look at it and see. So with that, the agenda is fulfilled. If there are any announcements, the only major announcement is that we do have an election on April 11th. And obviously, if we're politically active, everybody should get out and vote. And the early voting starts on April 1st. Another announcement?
Hello, announcement. I wanted to apologize for being late. I was at the legislature and we didn't get out till after 5. And then I had trouble getting gas, but that doesn't matter. It wouldn't work. And then I got caught in the
Construction, yeah.
Oh, that's easy.
It's like, oh,
should have taken last time.
Yeah, but I
just don't like that.
I don't know. I don't know.
So with that, we are adjourned.